Okay. Welcome, everybody. This is the No Excuses podcast. And I had a wacky idea for this week. And that's just to give you guys the opportunity to learn a little bit more about myself and my co-host, Alana. And in order to do that, we have a list of non-coaching and non-success-related questions that we have not read before today, that we're just going to ask each other and see what happens. Hopefully have some laughs. Hopefully we all learn a little bit. And let's just hop into it. Let's just do it. Alana, okay. Hit me.
I love it. Okay. What's your spirit animal?
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't subscribe to the concept of spirit animals, not because I agree or disagree. It's just because there's so many things, especially when you're in the coaching world, there's so many things. Like, I need to know my human design. I need to know my preferred rep system. I need to know, like, I just haven't got to spirit animal yet. So the answer is wolf. I don't know.
The wolf is a great example for you, because wolves are leaders.
Wolves, are they?
Yeah.
But I thought they were like, I thought wolves like were loners. Who are they leading?
So a wolf spirit animal is a leader, but wolves, and someone may be able to correct me on this because I'm not 100%, but I know that wolves, they kind of go on their own. So they lead and like the pack follows, right? Like a dog, you know what I mean? Like the alpha.
Right. There's a pack. So somebody's leading somebody in the wolf.
Yeah. But I know that the wolf leader is more of like, because you're a manifesting generator. I do know that about you and your human design. So you have these ideas, right? You have this vision, and then people follow you, but you're not necessarily leading the pack. Like, you're not like, come with me. What you're doing is you're inspiring people to follow you. So that's the wolf spirit animal. I'm pretty sure about that.
Cool.
But maybe someone else knows better. I have no idea.
Cool. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Let's say wolf. Put down wolf. Listeners, you got a problem. Let me know. If you think I'm an octopus, let me know. Whatever.
Is that one point, Ryan? Do I need to like...
are we keeping score now? I don't know. We didn't discuss that. That's 100 no excuse points for Ryan. Okay. Alana, where did the name Pina Colada come from?
No idea. Mexico?
Mexico is correct. Yes.
Oh,
actually, I have no idea.
I actually hate pina coladas. I really am not a pina colada person.
Oh, well, that's
wrong. Yeah. I'm more of a margarita. If I'm going to do a frozen drink, like at a Caribbean resort or maybe on a Caribbean cruise, I'll be getting the margarita or the daiquiri, not a pina colada.
I was at this bar one time in South Beach. And do you remember, like, 25 years ago, you would go into like a 7-Eleven and there would be the slushy machines where you could see like the mechanism turning the slush inside. Yeah. It looked like a washing machine, but it was like a slushy machine. So I went into this bar in South Beach. I'm sure it's still there. And they had like dozens of those, and they were all different flavors, and they were all alcoholic.
Wow.
Yeah. And I bought one that tasted like fudgesicle, and it was so good.
That would be good. Yeah. I'm down for like a fudgesicle, but I don't know. There's something in the pina colada. I think it's like the coconut pineapple mix doesn't work for me.
Doesn't work for you.
Is there milk in a pina colada? I don't know. Like, I feel like there's.
I have no idea, actually. I don't know what is. There's definitely pineapple.
Yeah.
which I think is the pina. Maybe. I don't know. Okay. So that one. I don't know where the phrase, the list I'm looking at only has the question. It doesn't have answers.
That's okay. I still feel like I got a point for that.
Cool. 200 points, 200 no excuse points for Alana Banks. Okay. Go for it.
I guess now I got to hit you up with another question.
Yeah.
Which would you prefer to have as a roommate, a goat or a bird?
Wow. I think definitely a bird. I think like 1,000% a bird, because a bird is kind of like a reasonably normal pet that a normal person might have, like a budgie or even like a cockatiel or a parrot. or something. Like you could have a bird living with you and still live a relatively normal life. But like, what was the other option? Goat?
A goat, yeah.
Like, I like goats. I like animals and all that stuff. But a goat seems like a lot more work and mess. Yeah. And like, and then there's like, you'd really have to, that would take a lot of effort in what I would call perception management of other people. Like, why do I have a goat? Who do I let know that there's a goat living with me? That's a lot of mental energy. Right. Yeah. I mean, I guess it depends on the circumstance, how me and this goat cross paths. Maybe it's important that the goat lives with me, but barring exigent circumstances, if it's just like a choice and there's no other factors, just give me like, you know, a little tiny bird.
Yeah. And you could have it in a cage.
Like, and yeah, and it could be,
seems so easy.
Yeah. I mean, that's a whole other thing. I'm not really about keeping birds in cages personally. Mm. I will honestly say I don't really like that idea either. But if I must cohabitate with one or the other, I think it would be a bird.
So you would just let the bird fly around in the house?
No, I don't know. It would depend on the kind of bird. It would there's so many. That's a whole episode right there. That's a whole episode.
Okay.
Right there. Maybe I would like, could I give the bird its own part of the premise, like its own room?
That would be nice. Maybe
like have room. Could I set it free? Could it just be free? Could I send it to a bird sanctuary? I'll send it to a bird sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put in whatever time is required to satisfy this question. And then it'll send it to live with amongst the other birds. I think that's the solution. Okay. Alana Banks, what is the most boring sport?
Baseball.
Hmm.
I don't like baseball. I find whenever I go to a baseball game, I just wander around. Like, I find excuses to get up out of my seat and like go check stuff out. I'll do a lap. I'll go get a beer or something. Yeah. I'll check out the shop, go to the bathroom. And then I'm like, oh my God, the game is still on.
Okay, that's a good answer. Go stand in line for a hot dog for like 40 minutes if you're at the Sky Dome.
Buy a $20 draft beer.
Yeah. Okay, I gotcha. All right, we'll take that.
Oh yeah.
Boring sport, baseball. I'll give you that. I think, I don't know, there's a lot of boring sports. Speed walking is a boring sport. Like once you get into like the you ever watch the Olympics at like 3 a.m? And it's like the weird sports that like no one watches. And it's like,
I don't know. Like archery or like that one where they run and they do archery.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of, you know, again.
Okay. I'm going to hit you up with another animal question since I know you like animals. What animal is the biggest party animal?
Wow. Now there is a question. I'm like racking my brain trying to think of an animal that parties.
I've got one.
You have a party animal in your mind?
Yeah.
I guess. Wow. Jeez. I could just say like any animal and then just come up with some ridiculous like justification for it. So why don't I just do that? Tropical fish. Tropical fish are the biggest party animal because they're colorful. They like to be in a warm environment and they zip around without a care in the world. There we go. There's your answer.
I like it.
What was yours? Now I'm curious. You were like, no.
A monkey, obviously.
I don't know. Monkeys, like.
They're pretty fun.
They're fun. A lot of them are like.
Some of them can be very vicious.
Some of them are jerks, right?
Yeah.
These like surveillance camera videos on the internet where like there's just like an old man walking down the road and a monkey just like jumps on his head and then flies off into the woods laughing and like.
Yeah. But I kind of think of that as like a party animal. Like I'm thinking of the guys in Jackass kind of, you know, animals.
I guess that's true. Okay. Oh, here's a good one. I don't know why, like I'm scanning the question list. A lot of them involve animals, but
yeah, there's
like, a weird number. Anyways, so What is the worst word?
The worst word.
What's the worst word?
I mean, right off the top of my head, I think it would be moist. I think that's like a very common worst word. People don't like that word. I'm kind of indifferent about that one. Let me think. Ooze?
Ooh. All right. Moist or ooze. Those are kind of related. Those are the worst words, right? According to Alana Banks. All right.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
Not in, you're, not av- you don't, you're not available for those words?
I'm not available for those words.
Gotcha. No. Gotcha.
Ooh, this one's a good one for you. What Disney princess would make the best spy?
Yeah, I saw that question there on the list. What Disney princess would make the best spy? The mermaid, Ariel. Because she can go underwater and like sneak up on.
And but she can also go up on the land.
And she can go on the land. I don't know if that's even true, or was she just fully human at the end of that?
I think she became movie? A human at the end. Yeah.
She can't even, she has no superpower then. She's just a regular person.
Mm-hmm. But then I think she ended up going back in. I think she was sort of like ambidextrous.
She could, yeah. Well, she could at least talk to the like mer people and send them to spy on. For some reason, I'm picturing like the Nazis in World War II and the U-boats and like Ariel like being like spying on. Anyways, that's my answer. Ariel, apparently, Nazi hunter. Oh, right. My turn to ask
your turn.
Question. Let's see here.
There's some really weird questions on this list.
Yeah. What was your first computer game? There's a good one.
Oh. So we got our first computer when I was in like, I think I want to say like grade 6. And it was Miniput.
Miniput. Cool.
Yeah, it was like a little mini putt game. I loved it. I loved it. And I remember at my dad's house, he had, I can't remember what those computers were called, but it was like black and yellow screen, and it was Wheel of Fortune. And I would go to his house and I would play Wheel of Fortune like nonstop.
Yeah, I had that. We had that.
You had that computer?
Like old school Wheel of Fortune game on like an old school computer, yeah, where you had to like type a text command to start it, like wheel.exe or something. Yeah, cool. All right, so Miniput was the first one.
I loved that Miniput game. You know what? I can still see it and hear the little like.
Yeah. I wonder like, if I had that.
I'm trying to remember. It wasn't a Commodore. It was another C. It was CompuServe. Oh. Was our computer?
Yeah.
Is that a computer company even? I don't know.
I don't know.
This was like 1991 or so. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah. There was a few like old school DOS games with the like floppy, big like 5-inch floppy disks. We had Wheel of Fortune. There was like a Price is Right game. There was like a lot of game show games. There was like a Jeopardy game. Those are the three that are coming to mind as being like the oldest. All right.
Yeah.
I think next question.
Yeah. Let's do the next question.
Cool. We'll do like a couple more and then I guess we got to wrap up. This is fun. Yeah, but
it is fun.
To anybody who's still listening.
We're just like, at this point, we're just all asking each other questions.
I hope you're enjoying this. I hope you're enjoying this. Give us the feedback either way.
I mean, it is the dog days of summer because by the time this is out, it's probably going to be like August. You're just hot walking around listening to this.
Yeah, I mean, we're up by this point, we're up to episode 16 or 17 or something. So if people have listened to one through 15, my theory is that they like us.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, and they want to know. They want to know what I think of a pina colada and what kind of animal you want to live with at this point.
Yeah, they're interested in my views on birds in captivity at this point.
Yeah. Right?
Okay.
Ooh, what about this one? It's another kind of superhero one, but what superhero or villain would make the best therapist or maybe hypnotherapist?
What superhero or villain would make the best therapist or maybe hypnotherapist? I think Superman. Because a lot of like superheroes, if you think about their actual personality, like do not have their life together. Like Batman is like, I mean, it depends which movie. It's kind of a nut job, like half the time, and like
trauma from like.
Yeah, nut job. Please forgive me. Nut job is not the right term, but you know, he had weird stuff going on in his life. But Superman, well-mannered, well-intentioned, intelligent dude, always kind to people, seemed to have good ideas and, you know, advocated for respect and, you know, all that good stuff. So he comes to mind as somebody with like strong moral fiber in general.
Mm-hmm. Integrity,
right?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to like, again, we talked about Batman. I don't even know how many superheroes really are there. There's Batman, there's Superman, there's Spider-Man. Spider-Man's like a kid.
Nah. You know, yeah, he's too immature.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe Iron Man.
Iron Man? Tony mm-hmm. Stark?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like he kind of mesmerizes people with, you know, his money and his like technology and.
Yeah. His eccentric billionaireism.
Yeah. And I'm thinking more from like a hypno perspective.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I'm with you. I'm not as familiar with the DC heroes as I am with Marvel.
I'm basically unfamiliar with all of them. I know Batman really well. And I think Superman a little. And that's it.
Yeah. I think it's because I'm living in a boy's world. You know, I have two boys. So I've done the superhero thing.
Yeah.
We've done there. We've done that. We've been there.
I got you. I got you. Yeah. Okay, cool. All right. We got that one. Superman.
Oh, yeah. It's your turn to ask me.
Yeah. Should we do one more each? And then we'll call it a day.
Let's do that. Cool.
I like this question. This one's not really that silly of a question, but a good one nonetheless. What's your dream vacation?
Well, we all know it's going on a cruise.
Four cruises back to back, right? With plenty of time at sea. If you didn't listen to the last episode, that's an inside joke.
Yeah. Anyways, go back to that one.
Back to the last
episode. My dream vacation. Well, I really want to go to Costa Rica. I've never been to Costa Rica, but for some reason, I really want to go there, and I've wanted to go there for like as long as I can remember. Yeah. So for me, that would be a dream vacation. I want to go. I want to learn how to surf. I want to hang out on the beach. I want to go on the zip line. I want to go in the rainforest for like a little tour. I want to drive one of those dune buggy things that they have. yeah, there's just lots of cool. I want to go on a hike in the mountains. Yeah, that's for me is a dream vacation. And I will get there.
Cool.
Yeah.
I like it. I do want to draw attention to the fact that you first said Costa Rica and then you said Costa Rica.
No, I don't know what I'm supposed to say. Is it Costa, Costa?
I don't know either, but I don't think you can just flip-flop between the two. You have to like pick one and stick with it, right? Although the reason that I caught that is because I do that too. I switch back and forth.
Yeah, I don't know what to call it. And I say Costa. And then I wait to see like what the other person's response is.
Yeah.
And then I change to Costa to see if there's any difference.
See, this is a whole thing.
Yeah. It's a whole thing for me.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Okay. Costa Rica. All right. That's a good answer. Surfing.
That's yours.
Yeah. You had a whole like rounded out thing.
Oh yeah. Like I know exactly what I'm doing when I get there.
Yeah. Cool. Is okay. So is that your last question for me? The same question?
Oh yeah.
Or do you want to pick a different one?
I mean, I'm kind of curious. What is your dream vacation?
I don't really have like a go-to answer for that. I've been kind of a lot of places already. So I don't have that one like thing that I'm like, I can't wait to get to this one spot, to be really honest with you. I think maybe my answer is a little bit boring. My dream vacation is just frequent travel.
Okay.
Honestly, I've yet to go to Asia, and so I want to go there, but it's not like I don't have one right now. Yeah, I don't have one right now that I would say, oh, it's my dream to go to this place. Because part of me just knows I'm going to go everywhere I want to go sooner or later. So, yeah. And it's not a dream. It's just
a reality.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't want you to leave off on that answer. So I'm
on that
ask
lame
you...
answer. Yeah. I don't want to leave off on that either.
So I'm going to ask you this. This one is much more intellectual.
Cool.
If you were a fruit, what fruit would you be?
Wow. If I were a fruit, back when I still had a job, and I was regularly in touch with other people who were in employment, we would talk about things like human resources and job interviews. And for a time, this was a job interview question. There was this sort of trend in human resources and in recruiting where it was like fashionable to ask the applicant a weird question like this to gauge how they would react to unexpected situations. And this was the question: if you were a fruit, what fruit would you be and why?
Really? Right?
I remember sitting around with contempt discussing with other people like how ridiculous this question would be to come from an HR person, right?
Yeah.
Now, I'm a little bit more open-minded now, perhaps. But I remember talking about this. And the answer that we came to, I remember the answer that we came to was grapes. The ideal answer to this question was grapes after much discussion with different people across multiple days. But now I don't remember what the rationale was. We had like some catchy like explanation. Well, I would be grapes because grapes are this and this, but I don't remember. It's been too long. I don't remember.
I mean, I would think because grapes are in a bunch, like they're a team player, but they're also individual.
Maybe it was something like that because they work great on their own or in a group.
Mm-hmm.
And they're versatile. They can become raisins. They can become wine. They can be consumed raw. They're ideal in every situation. It was probably something like that. But it's funny.
It's a
nice
quick snack.
It's a quick snack. It's nourishing. It's healthy. It's funny that the last question that you asked me is this question that somebody else has asked me like 15 or 20 years ago, however long it was. And I've actually like talked about this.
That's cool.
I remember it.
Yeah. I mean, cool. I haven't had a ton of job interviews, but this question has never been asked in a job interview for me.
Nobody ever asked it to me in a job interview is the funny thing. But yeah. I knew that it was being asked. I worked at companies where HR was asking people this in interviews, right? And for me, like it just... I think the thing that rubbed me the wrong way about asking that question in an HR or a recruiting setting is that it subtly communicates the position of authority that the hiring party has over the applicant. It's like, I hold the job, I hold the power, I can ask you ridiculous nonsense and you have to put up with it. Mm-hmm. To me is what asking that question in a professional setting kind of implies. Now, again, that's my opinion.
Yeah. I think in that kind of professional setting, you almost have to like preload that question with an intro. That's like,
you have to have a softener up.
Yeah. We're just going to have a bit of fun right now. You know, I'm going to ask you a few questions. That's just going to open your mind. If you were a fruit, what would you be? You know, and be very chill about it because then it's less confrontational. Like it's less like I'm interviewing you and I'm better than you. It's more like, I just want to have fun and see what your personality's like. You know, these questions are going to sound kind of silly, but
yeah,
let's just go with it.
Yeah. See, Alana, you're a bit of an HR apologist.
Well, right? It's funny because that's my degree.
You have a degree in HR?
Yeah. So
I didn't know that.
I did a Bachelor's of Administrative and Commercial Studies at Western, and I specialized in human resources and organizational behavior. Okay. So,
you were part of the problem, and now you've come to the light side.
Well, I never ended up working in HR. Because I remember I told my dad and he was like, what? You're going to just get a job where you hire and fire? You're not doing that. And I was like, okay, I guess not. But that was back in the day when human resources was more.
I just picture you like on graduation day, like 4 years into a degree, and your dad being like, wait a minute, HR, forget all that. And you just like look at your diploma, you're like, all right, and then like toss it over your shoulder. Yeah. You're right, Pops. Screw it.
Yeah.
Cool. Anyway,
never pursued that, but I have a lot of knowledge that's just sitting up here.
Yeah, like how to introduce the grape question. Yeah. That's why you chose it off this list of 100 different questions you could have asked.
But you never did answer the question.
What's that?
You never did answer the question.
What grapes is my...
grapes is your answer.
According to the committee, according to the consensus of people that I chatted with with it about. All right, there's your episode, everybody. Awesome. Hope you liked it.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're still listening now, then they liked it.
Yeah.
No question about it. Cool. All right. So pina coladas on the deck of the cruise ship?
No.
In store?
No. Pina coladas are a no-no for me.
No pinas, no pina coladas, no cruises. All right. Now that that's settled. Okay. This has been the No Excuses Podcast. I'm Ryan Montes.
I'm Alana Banks.
I was going to say it for you. I was going to say, is Alana Banks.
Oh, I messed that up. Let's re-record it.
I'm Ryan Montes.
I thought you were going to say, this is Alana Banks.
I thought you were going to say it. Just leave all of this in. Okay. It fits the tone of the episode.
All right. That's it. We're wrapping it up. You can find me on Instagram at Alana Banks Coaching and on my website at alanabanks.com.
If you want to find me, Google Ryan Montes. I will appear.
Good stuff.
That's it.
All right. Bye, everyone.